I'm on my hands and knees in front of Daddy, wearing only my little panties and my collar, a thin black choker that hugs my throat. My hands are behind my back as I hold Daddy's gaze obediently. You've just gone over something very important. My rules and my punishment. You're sitting there on the couch, wearing one of your suits, with a tie slightly loosened and a glass of expensive scotch in your hand. In the silence, I hear the single ice cube clink against the inside of the glass as you stare at me with your sly smile that causes me to soak my tiny, flimsy panties. Repeat back your rules to me, baby girl. Yes, Daddy. My relationship with Daddy is our secret. I will not tell anyone anything about it, not even my best friends. My collar is like Daddy's hands, wrapped around my smooth throat, a constant reminder that I am his. I will never take it off. At night, I will sleep in my little girl bed, naked, with nothing on but my collar. My pussy and my clit belong to Daddy. I won't play with them without Daddy's permission. I won't make my little pussy come without Daddy's permission. When Daddy needs to come, I will make my little girl holes available to Daddy for his use. I will wear Daddy's cum inside of me, or all over me as Daddy desires. I will never waste Daddy's cum. If any of it drips onto the sheets or onto the floor, I will get down on my hands and knees and lick it all up while Daddy watches. Daddy will decide how I dress. When he is with me, he will pick out my clothes. When he is not, I will seek his personal approval before I leave for school. None of the boys at school are allowed to touch me, not even to shake my hand. Sometimes Daddy will test me by sending me to school dressed like a little slut, wearing a short skirt and no panties, and he'll instruct me to sit in my classroom with my long legs open wide to tease all of the boys. All of them will want to fuck me, but I'm not allowed. Very good, baby girl. Now, tell me about your punishments. Daddy's punishments will fit my crimes. For a smaller infraction, I may not be allowed to come for 3 days. Sometimes Daddy will watch me as he makes me edge my little pussy until just before I come, and then make me stop and do this every day for a week. Oh, the torturous frustration will teach me my lesson. Sometimes Daddy will order me to assume my fuck slut position, my face on the floor, my hands behind my back, and my little girl ass in the air. He will make me stay that way while he leaves the room and goes about his business, and I'll have no idea how long he'll leave me that way. The exposed loneliness will teach me my lesson. Sometimes Daddy will take me to a public place, like a mall, dressed like a little girl whore, and then force me to walk up to a strange man and show him my little pussy. I'm not allowed to explain anything, and I'm not allowed to let him touch. The humiliation will teach me my lesson. Sometimes Daddy will spank me. I will pull down my little panties to my knees and lie down across Daddy's lap, showing him my smooth, bare ass. Daddy will caress my ass with his big hands and ask me to repeat to him why I'm being punished. Then Daddy will slap each ass cheek one at a time, and I will count aloud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Daddy will make my bare little girl ass all red. The pain will teach me my lesson. That's my good little girl. You've learned your rules. You know what will happen when you're a bad girl. Now, crawl over here between Daddy's legs and be a good girl. I know that this is a test. Daddy taught me how to properly service your cock with my mouth fuck hole, and now I am going to show you that I learned my lesson properly. I smile and crawl across the room to you. I carefully remove your expensive shoes and your socks. I unbuckle your belt and pull down your suit pants. I pull off your boxers and expose your glorious daddy cock, hard as granite and ready for me. I pull my little wet panties down to my knees so that Daddy can see his wet pussy. I move between Daddy's legs and carefully begin to lick the insides of your thighs, working my way towards your balls. You let out a sigh of pleasure, and you lay back to let baby girl take care of you. I flatten my tongue and lick from your taint up over your heavy balls, getting you all wet and messy. I wrap my little fingers around your hard cock and gently start to jerk you off. I lick from the base of your cock up over the tip, lingering there to make little circles with my tongue. I take your daddy cock into my little mouth and slide it deep into my throat, gagging. I put my hands behind my back and let Daddy fuck my throat. Your moans are getting louder now as you thrust in and out, fucking my pretty face. I move fingers from one hand behind your legs and begin to probe Daddy's ass. I rub the place just inside Daddy's ass like I was taught. I hold my face over your cock, letting you use my little mouth fuck hole. Daddy, please come for your baby girl. You move faster and faster now as I rub your ass faster. So close now, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. You hold your cock deep in my throat and I begin to feel you shooting your hot, sticky cum inside me. I take it all, Daddy. I'm a good girl. As you pull out, some of Daddy's cum falls onto the floor. You sit back, panting, and look at me. Smiling, I get down on all fours, never looking away from your eyes. I stick out my little wet tongue, and I lick up every drop. You smile, and you gesture for me to join you on the couch. I slip my panties the rest of the way off, and I curl up in Daddy's lap. Was I a good girl, Daddy? Yes, baby girl. Daddy's very good girl.